Chapter 36. Vic Prado lay in bed, his head at an angle so that he could see the mirror on the wall in the alcove near the bathroom. In the mirror, he watched Lorraine Frazetta hook up her black La Perla bra and wriggle into her matching thong. It didn't seem like she was conscious that he was watching her. He didn't like that. He wanted her to know he was watching her. He snapped his fingers, and when he snapped them, Lorraine looked up and noticed Vic in the mirror, staring at her. She turned around and smiled at him, her concentration ruined. "Get over here," he said. "But get over here." She walked over to the bed. "Take those off, slowly. Panties first. Then put them on again and face me when you do it." As she clipped her thumbs under the string waistband of the thong, Lorraine felt the heat rise beneath her skin again. Being with Vic, even in a cheap motel room halfway between Boston and Paradise, was everything she hoped it would be. Vic smiled back as she bent over, sliding the panties down the smooth, shiny skin of her legs. His smile was for show, his snapping his fingers at her, his making her strip and redress in front of him. It was all a show. Lorraine had certainly been eager and accommodating, but she was a disappointment to him. She was a mature woman now, and she kept her body in great shape, but beneath it all, she was still just a poor Lowell girl in expensive underthings. She still made love the same way she had in high school. It was all very sweaty and conventional. He guessed it made sense. She had been with only Mike for these many years. Mike, who, for all his money and power, was just another tough guy with some brains and balls. Mike and Lorraine were a matched set. Vic and Kayla were no such thing, not even close. Vic had had women in every major league city, all kinds of women, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, older, younger, two at a time, three at a time. For all her sexual enthusiasm, Lorraine wouldn't have made it to the instructional league. She probably fancied herself a real hellion in bed, when all she really was somebody's wife. Disappointed or not, Vic realized he might need Lorraine. He might need every ally he could get. If it came to a choice between him and Mike, and it might, he needed to put on the full court press. When she had done as he asked, she stood once again, naked, before him. "Time's almost up and I gotta get back home. Can I finish getting dressed now?" Vic snapped out his right arm, grabbed her by her bare waist, and pulled her down onto the bed. He rolled over on top of her, her damp hair darkening the top sheet. Her breathing was rapid, and Vic could see yearning in her eyes. Good, he thought. Perfect. "You didn't say please," he said into her ear. She screwed up her face. "What?" "You didn't say, 'Can I finish getting dressed now, please?'" "Can I finish getting dressed now, please?" she said, nearly breathless. "You don't mean it, do you, Lorraine?"
"No, I want you again."
He rolled off her. "You can finish getting dressed now, but only if you promise we can do this again, and soon." She took in big gulps of air and slowly calmed her breathing.
"How about tomorrow?" she said,
raising herself up on her elbow.
"We'll see."
Vic made sure to watch her get dressed because he knew she would expect it. As he watched, he could feel himself getting angrier and angrier. Not that Lorraine was unpleasant to look at, although her hair was just a little too black. Not that she wasn't getting dressed in a way that was, in fact, more stimulating than her actual sexual technique. His anger was only obliquely about Lorraine. No, it was mostly about Joe Breen. The way Vic figured it, if that thug hadn't killed the girl, he could be well out of it by now. This charade with Lorraine would not have been necessary. Vic would have had his talk with Jesse. Arrangements would have been made, and Vic would have been in the warm bosom of witness protection. He had been so careful, skimming just enough money not to get noticed and sending it offshore. He'd done his research and figured he'd have to testify a few times, might get a year or two in federal prison, max. Then he'd make a settlement with Kayla, move to the Dominican Republic, Maybe invest in a baseball academy down there. But no, the girl's murder had complicated everything. He needed to stall for time and to find a way to distance himself from the murder. He'd have a few days once the Salter kid was released. That knowledge eased his anger enough so he could manage a smile for Lorraine. She turned to him just as she finished putting on her lipstick. "Okay, Vic, I gotta go." But as she was walking past him, he jumped off the mattress and blocked her path. "You're not going anywhere."